Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about Kelowna being selected as a stop on the 2018 Ragbri route. This is part two of a two-part interview. And you said that there's going to be a separate meeting held on March 21st, was it?
Yes, we'll have March 21st at the, I believe that's Wednesday, at the Kelowna Public Library at 7 p.m. Public meeting for anybody that would want to get any more information or put their name in for, you know, whether it be vendor and so forth. You know, after April 7th, we'll have to establish, you know, any fee structure and so forth. So, you know, we'll come back to council and get those approved so that we can start publicizing those and publishing them and so forth for anybody that wants to take that opportunity.
I was curious how the route was going to be as far as the roads taken. It's interesting how Wellman to Riverside will be all on Highway 22.
Highway 22.
Yeah, I wonder how will that affect traffic and how that will be diverted the day of.
You know, they have a special route for the support vehicles that completely bypasses Highway 22. So a lot of that will be taken out of the equation. I think kind of rule of thumb, you know, a lot of that is just known to Iowans that, you know, you really, as far as vehicle traffic, you kind of want to stay away from those areas during that time. And I know, you know, the Washington County Sheriff's Department will do a great job, as well as the state troopers that they'll have there. So they'll make a safe route for the riders and vehicles as well, so that they can utilize that road as safely as possible. So where we bring them in Kelowna, that's really kind of open for debate right now, and that'll be something that the council will have to weigh. You know, I think the feel currently is that the focal point should be our downtown to be able to get the amenities and people and music and food vendors and, you know, all those things that are needed for those riders to relax for a little bit in our community. The thought right now is downtown. That hasn't been formally voted on, but I think that's kind of the direction that they've given staff to try to facilitate and come up with a plan. So that's what we're working on right now.
Do you know what the time frame will be that riders are expected to be in Kelowna, or at least that Kelowna should be at its most preparedness that day?
Yeah, so, you know, I think what we're going to find on April 7th is that our community is probably going to be more of a lunch stop. You know, we'll see riders. The expectation is that we're ready to, you know, to start being staffed and being ready, you know, roughly around 8 a.m., and then we would close down at 4 p.m. and then that would push the riders to the next stop and or Iowa City. So, you know, in talking to other riders that have done it, you know, I think we're going to see the bulk of ours from, you know, 10 to 2, somewhere in that time frame. You know, you're going to see some early. We are also will have an alternate route for riders that if they want to do additional miles, that they can do a gravel tour. So we're putting that tour together right now. With the hopes that it goes north, kind of the Cheese Factory area, Stringtown, you know, past Golden Delight, some of those other areas out there. So if riders want to take additional time and put more miles on, there's quite a few of them that want to try to do 100 miles a day, that we would be able to provide them a published route that would take them through some of the kind of the focal points of our community north of Kelowna and do that. So we're working with those businesses out there, too, to hopefully promote that and offer some amenities to those riders as they go north of town.
This is the first year that Kelowna is being on the route for Ragbri. What do you think made or motivated the Ragbri committee to choose Kelowna this year?
You know, we've been in communication with them for quite some time, and it just hasn't quite been the right fit with respect to being an overnight or, you know, where the route was coming in at, if it was the Coralville and so forth. So, you know, I think there's been a push to try to get our communities engaged, and this year it was a good fit with the route, and I think, you know, I think it'll be exciting.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about Kelowna being selected as a stop on the 2018 Ragbri route. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.